Thank you, Michelle, and I'm glad to be here. My study investigates the association between major disasters and health-related behaviors among Mississippi residents from 2004 through 2010. Disasters can be viewed as risk factors for health and health-related risk factors, not only immediately after disaster, but over many months and even years. Studies have shown that short-term effects can include direct physical injuries, such as cuts, abrasions, or fractures. Psychological stress symptoms include dysfunction or distortion, dysfunctional interpersonal behaviors, and emotional liability. High-impact disasters like Hurricane Katrina can possibly devastate an area and force healthcare facilities to close or even move out of the area permanently, since the place may be not livable anymore. So also patients with long-term needs may lose their medical records, prescription, or their medical network. So it is not unusual to see patients' needs cannot be met because of the lack of healthcare access. So mentally long-term effects include depression, post-traumatic distress disorder symptoms, and some severe chronic disorders. More general health complaints such as chronic problems like heart diseases, and people may also experience some medically unexplained symptoms like fatigue, GI complaints, and headaches, usually are caused by long-term mental health stress. And a few studies report an increase in the use of alcohol or cigarettes. Also, some researchers say that disaster exposures have greater impact on stressed populations. So they are pre-stressed before the disaster. And also, they are more likely to engage in risk behaviors. Disaster studies have been criticized for small sample sizes with oversampling individuals living just close to the disaster location. And also disaster studies usually do not have pre-disaster data to compare to the post-disaster data. So why our study can successfully overcome these two barriers in disaster research? Because the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, BRSSS, is a national annual telephone survey directed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. BRSSS uses a random digital dialing system and customized clustering, stratifying, and weighting techniques to ensure a sample representing the entire population. As part of the national program, Mississippi BRSSS generates a representative of the entire state's residents who are 18 years and older, non-institutionalized civilian adults. This survey has been ongoing for 2 decades. That means it offers us a continuous observation over time. For any disaster happened after 1991 in Mississippi, for instance, you have data the year before and years after. So you have the whole big picture of the population over time. So our research questions are, is physical health, mental health, risk behavior of smoking associated with disasters? So exposure to community disasters is a specific type of stressor. Large-scale community disasters like Hurricane Katrina can result in short-term and long-term adverse physical and mental health consequences. We look at 2 specific communities in Mississippi. BRSSS is clustered by 9 public health districts. We can see 1 to 9. And we are looking at Region 9 as the north 11 counties on the top and 6 coastal area counties in the south. So we are comparing these 2 because they are vulnerable. Like Region 2 is vulnerable to tornadoes, severe storms, or flooding. But the Region 9 in the south, coastal area, are prone to hurricanes. So they have different types of disasters, and they have different exposure to disasters because of their geological location. And just some brief description of our data. We have valid sample size 9,511 from two regions, from 2000 to 2011. And the average age is 54, 38% males, 81% white, 42% employed, 58% married, and 50% have low income, lower than 35,000 per year, and 23% of them were current smokers, and 8% were binge drinkers. Here are our outcomes. Health outcome indicators. Physical health, mental health are measured by self-reported number of physical unhealthy or mentally unhealthy days in the past 30 days. And risk behavior of these two, physical health and mental health, are continual variables ranged from 0 to 30. Risk behaviors are measured by whether you are current smoker or whether you are a binge drinker, 0, 1. 1 means yes, 0 means no. And on binge drinkers, it's defined as on one occasion, males having 5 drinks or more, or females having 4 drinks or more. And these are our key predictors, disaster days and less disaster days. These two variables came from the declaration disaster days by the FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA declared disasters that need federal assistance. For each declared disaster, FEMA provides information about disaster type, whether it's hurricane or whether it's flooding. For each and the duration of the disasters and affected counties. We adjust our disaster variables to reflect not only the duration of the fact, but also the exposure level. Let's look at Hurricane Dennis. It's the second row there. So FEMA declared 6 days for Hurricane Dennis. That's the duration. But two regions had different levels of exposure. The entire Region 9 was affected, but only 31% of Region 2's population was impacted. 6 multiplied 0.31, and we get 1.86 disaster days for Region 2 respondents in 2005, because only several counties of 11 counties were impacted. So that's the reason we have to adjust that for the exposure level. Like the disaster days are the disaster days of the previous year. If we hypothesize that high-impact disasters like Hurricane Katrina in 2005 have long-term effects on mental health, we should look at people's mental health in the following year of 2006. If stresses caused by Hurricane Katrina need 1 year to accumulate an impact on mental health, if we can find any significant correlation between 2005 disaster days and 2006 people's mental health, holding all other variables constant, we can say disaster days are associated with long-term mental health. Disaster days from last year can help us investigate any long-term associated lag in period of 1 year. And here are some demographic predictors and some healthcare access predictors. So self-reported general health status is on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means poor, 5 means excellent, and dummy variables for health insurance plans and personal doctors or having avoided doctor visit due to cost. They are all 1 yes, 0 no. Following 4 slides show the continual trends of our outcome variables. So look at that peak. Symptoms or behaviors usually peak at the year of disaster, and then it stabilizes for a while, then begin a downward or upward trend. It is hard to interpret all these diagrams because they are unobservables, can impact our outcome also besides the disaster days. So that's the reason why we need to run a model to fix on these unobservables. So that's the for a current smoker. That's for a percentage of binge drinkers on average. That's the blue one is from the region 2 and the right dot one from region 9. So our data analysis approach is a fixed effect model, and we use a multivariate regression for continuous outcome variable and multivariate logistic regression for a dummy variable outcomes. They are all fixed on years to control unobservables impacting outcomes. These unobservables can be the economic at-risk section, and the Obama public healthcare reform, or just aging population with more chronic diseases from year to year. Using disaster day variable, and the other one, MTQ3, indicating whether the respondent is mentally stressed. And the interactive term of these two variables is the MTQ3 multiplied disaster day. And mentally stressed population are defined as having more mentally unhealthy days than the 7th percentile in the same region and year. Means they are from the upper quartile of that population. They are more stressed than other people, the first two quartiles, three quartiles. So if the coefficient of the disaster days are significant from zero, we could see one day change in disaster days can impact the outcome change. And if the coefficient of MTQ3 is significant, we can say on average, more stressed people have different outcomes than non-stressed people. And if the interaction term is significant, we will say that's the difference in difference effect of the non-stressed and stressed people caused by disaster days, because the change, the slope of these two populations were different. That means the rates of change were different. For example, maybe the non-stressed people have flatter changing slope rather than steep ones by stressed population. And the same structure, the model for mentally unhealthy days and smoking and drinking. Here are some findings. Risk factors for physical health: more disaster days worse physical health, more mentally unhealthy days worse physical health, and some demographic predictors like white people unable to work or without a high school diploma, and some healthcare access, like you have worse health status, worse physical health. If you have health plan, you have worse physical health. If you have personal doctor, having avoided medical visit due to cost, you have worse physical health. And why people with health plans or with personal doctors, they have worse, more likely to have worse physical health. We can explain this by health insurance theories, adverse selection, and moral hazard. If you have health problem, you know you have it, so you will be more likely to get a health insurance plan. It doesn't mean if you get a health insurance plan, your physical health will improve, but that's the reason you get into these plans. And then with personal doctor, the same thing. That's the moral hazard. If you have health insurance plan, you are more likely to use them more. So our findings confirmed all these theories. And that's for mental health. More disastrous days in last year, you have worse mental health. And more physically unhealthy days, you have worse mental health. And some demographic predictors, unmarried people have worse mental health, unable to work without high school diplomas, income lower, and some interesting, on average, smokers reported more mentally unhealthy days. So maybe that's the reason they smoke. And risk factor for smoking. That's very interesting. We have very interesting finding from this one, because this kind of research studying tobacco use has been in this field for a very long time. Some study found an increase, some found no. But our study found a slightly decrease in the probability of being smoker when disaster days in the past year increases. Why? We found that higher income correlated with higher probability of being a smoker, and more disasters last year decreased the probability of having higher income, because you have hurricane disaster, or Hurricane Katrina happened. After disasters, you lose your job, you don't have time to buy cigarettes, so you are less likely to smoke. So without higher income, you're likely to be a current smoker. And we found obese people are more likely to be a smoker. And then risk factor for binge drinking, so same thing. Oh, this one we found disasters, more disaster days last year, you have higher probability of being binge drinker, and more physical unhealthy days, and obese people, non-smoker, non-stress people. Limitations. BRSS data, as other surveys, has selection bias because it doesn't include children or people living in institutions, and it has non-response bias and recall bias. You ask people to self-report their health status in last 30 days, so they may forget about something. And also, without objective measurement, female tend to underreport their weight and males overreport their height due to the social desirability. So we all understand that. And the telephone survey, you don't have to look at them, so they can tell whatever they want to. So that's one of their limitations. Also, BRSS is a cross-sectional data, which means you do not have the same people from year to year. Even you do, you don't have any identifications linking the yearly data from the same individual together. So it is very hard to make any causal conclusions because you do not have panel data or longitudinal data. We cannot conclude that, look at my study finding. We can say we observe this kind of people are more likely to have this kind of behavior. But we cannot say we cannot say that the disaster have caused them to adopt these behaviors. We do not have that causal relationship to find out by using cross-sectional data set. And also, another limitation is that disaster days are measured as a community collective exposure. You may be curious why community level, not individual level. When we look at community as a unit impacted by disaster, some people have direct damages to their family or properties, and some people don't. For people, even they don't suffer from direct loss, they still face disruptions in their jobs, living environment, and social relationships. All this change can lead to increased social tension, drinking, and violence. That's mental health problems. So as a community, everybody in this community is suffering from the disasters. So our summary is more disaster days, worse physical health, and that more disaster days in last year, worse mental health, more probability of drinking and less probability of drinking, and better physical health, better mental health, and if you are being stressed, you are less likely to be a smoker or drinker. And smokers and drinkers, they are similar in some ways, different in other ways. They are like married people, retired people, or obese people are more likely to be a smoker or a drinker. And they're different. Current smokers are more likely to have high income, high education, and more mentally unhealthy days. Binge drinkers are more likely to have low income, low education, and fewer physical unhealthy days. So that's our conclusion. Disasters correlated with short-term physical health and long-term mental health. Drinkers and smokers similar in some way, different in others. Obesity correlated with smoking and binge drinking constantly. Stressed population less likely smoking and binge drinking. Our approach and findings can provide policy planners with strategies to develop evidence-based and tailored intervention to meet their residents' physical and mental health needs. Our finding may not be generalizable to other states like California, because Mississippi people are different from California people. But our approach is generalizable. The approach itself, because BRSS is national data, and every state has its own own data. We should use our findings obtained from analyzing this data set to improve preparedness planning, responding, and recovery, and more importantly, to improve our residents' quality of life as disasters, because we know who they are, what they do, and we know how to reach them. We know we have to reach married people for drinking and smoking. We know we have to target retired people because they are more likely to drink and smoke. So all this we can do to improve their quality of life. So thank you.